Welcome to the CM Finance Fiscal Fourth Quarter Earnings Release Conference Call. Your hosts for today's call are Mike Mauer and Jai Agarwal. Operator assistance is available anytime during this conference by pressing star zero. A question-and-answer session will follow the presentation. I would like to now turn the call over to your speakers. Please begin.
Thank you, Operator. This is Mike Mauer, and good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to thank you all for joining us. Before I begin my remarks, I'd like to first thank Anthony Scurry, who's here with us today, formerly our interim CFO, and introduce Jai Agarwal, our new CFO, and ask him to discuss some general information and a discussion about forward-looking statements. Jai?
I'd like to remind everyone that today's call is being recorded. Please note that this call is a property of CM Finance Inc., and that any unauthorized broadcast of this call in any form is strictly prohibited. Audio replay of the call will be available by using the telephone numbers provided in our press release announcing this call. I'd also like to call your attention to the customary safe harbor disclosure in our press release regarding forward-looking information. Today's conference call may also include forward-looking statements and projections, and we ask that you refer to our most recent filing with the SEC for important factors that could cause actual results to differ materially from these projections. We will not update our forward-looking statements unless required by law. To obtain copies of our latest SEC filings, please visit our website at www.cmfn-inc.com. At this time, I'd like to turn the call back to our Chairman and CEO, Mike Mauer.
Thank you, Jai. Market conditions remain challenging as we concluded our fiscal year, both in the middle market where we focus and in the broader syndicated markets. Trends we observed last quarter have persisted through the spring and into the summer. High leverage multiples, issuer-friendly structures, and tight pricing were pervasive in the broader credit markets, which had a definite effect on financing conditions in the middle and lower middle markets. We have remained extremely selective in our new investments and have opportunistically invested in a mix of syndicated and club middle market transactions. All of our new debt investments in 2014 have been either first or second lien loans. Despite continued pressure on yields and terms in the syndicated market, from time to time, we have seen opportunities there. The majority of our focus, however, is in the true middle market, which is less sensitive to the technical pressures of the inflows and outflows from the high yield and loan mutual funds. Last quarter, we mentioned that we thought some of the pressure on the middle market from larger leveraged finance was abating. That has certainly played out in opportunities we have seen, and there has been strong correlation between borrower-friendly terms and more liquid credits. Our focus continues to be on sourcing less liquid, high-quality investment opportunities and gradually transitioning our portfolio away from more volatile liquid names toward what we think are more compelling risk-reward dynamics in the middle market. In the first 6 months, calendar 6 months of 2014, we made 16 investments, including 9 new portfolio companies. 7 of those investments were in the past quarter, including 6 new portfolio companies. We have 24 companies in our portfolio as of our fiscal year end, with a total fair value of approximately $273 million. We grew the portfolio by over $46 million in the quarter at the high end of the goal we set for ourselves. As I mentioned on our call in May, our pipeline has been quite robust, and we're pleased with the rate at which we're converting these opportunities into investments. We closed on loans to 6 new portfolio companies in the quarter, as well as a 7th loan via the refinancing of Benu. All of our new investments were in senior secured loans. 4 are first lien loans, and 3 are second lien loans. Although I'd like to note that 2 of our second lien loans have no first lien debt drawn ahead of those tranches that we have invested in. The average yield on debt investments in the quarter was 11.03, in line with our target yield for the portfolio more broadly. During the quarter, our investment in ICA repaid in full. This loan was a short-term financing for a large public Mexican infrastructure and construction company. It was unsecured and a non-qualifying asset, so this repayment improves our ratios on both those measures. Our unlevered realized IRR on ICA was 14.6%. Last quarter, we discussed our position in Endeavor. As of August 27th, we sold our last remaining position in the loan. Endeavor's fundamental performance was not in line with our expectations, and we're pleased to be able to realize a gain on the position in spite of that fact. Our unlevered IRR, including the refinancing earlier this year, on Endeavor was 12.3%. Aside from Endeavor, we also saw two repayments in full since our fiscal year ended June 30th. In two of our smaller positions, MF Global and Active Media. Our IRR on MF Global was 14.3%, and our IRR on Active Media was 13.8%. We're very pleased with the result of these investments. We continue to actively manage our portfolio. In light of the strength in the syndicated loan market, we've reduced several positions where we feel the risk-reward trade is out of balance. Endeavor was obviously one of those situations. We've maintained ourselves somewhat defensive, focusing on making senior secured investments with strong collateral coverage, lower leverage multiples, and better covenants. We've improved our average yield in the portfolio from 10.17 as of March 31 to 10.44 as of June 30th, and today it stands at 10.61, even as we've grown the portfolio from 227 at March 31 to 260 million today. You will note some decrease from June 30th to today, which is a result of the realized investments I discussed earlier. Our progress toward our 11% target yield won't always be linear, but we're very pleased with the direction headed to date. During our fourth quarter, we also positioned the portfolio toward a more secured mix of investments. On March 31, we had 36% first lien, 46% second lien, 11% senior secured, and 6.5% unsecured notes. At June 30th, we improved that mix to 41% first lien, 49% second lien, 9.5% secured notes, and 0 unsecured notes. We are very pleased to be able to take a more secured position in the portfolio at the same time improving our average yields. There are a number of opportunities in our pipeline today, all yield north of 10%, some into the low teens. All are secured, and all our investments, we anticipate having significant influence over final structure and documentation. We have three deals in our pipeline approximating $30 to $50 million in aggregate that we expect to close either later this month or early October. All deals we're working on currently are first or second lien. As you all know, timing on deals can flip, but we feel good about the opportunities here, whether they close and fund in this first fiscal quarter or early in the second quarter. We've made great strides since our IPO in February, and we hope you're as excited as we are as we enter our new fiscal year. I'd also like to discuss our portfolio leverage. Over time, we continue to target a 0.6 to 0.7 times leverage. At March 31, we were 0.34 times leverage. At June 30th, 0.38 times leverage. We're in ongoing discussions with our current leverage provider about extending and upsizing the facility. We're also in discussion with other providers. As the portfolio grows over time, having adequate lines available to us will be key to maintaining our target leverage. During the quarter, we earned approximately $313,000 in base management fees. In our first fiscal quarter, ending September 30th, based upon our pipeline and the portfolio today, we expect to earn a significant portion of our base management fee. On a run rate basis, we are expecting to fully earn our base management fee in the second fiscal quarter and begin earning, partially earning, our incentive fee during that quarter. Additionally, we continue to work with outside counsel Sutherland on our application for the SBIC license. Finally, our board has declared a dividend of 33.75 cents per share, which will be payable on October 1 to shareholders of record as of September 18. With that, I'd like to turn the call back to Jay to review our results for the final 3 months of our fiscal year ended June 30th.
Thanks, Mike. Our investment portfolio totaled $273 million on a fair value basis as of June 30th. Our net investment income for the quarter was $4.6 million, or 34 cents per share. As of June 30th, our portfolio included approximately 48% first lien debt, 51% second lien debt, both including the senior secured notes, as well as 1% in warrants. The weighted average yield on our portfolio was 10.44%. Our debt portfolio was comprised of 89% floating rate and 11% fixed rate investments. Our average portfolio company investment was approximately $11 million, and our largest portfolio company investment was approximately $20 million. Additional information regarding the composition of our portfolio is included in our Form 10-K filed yesterday. With respect to liquidity at June 30th, we had $9.1 million borrowed under our $50 million revolving credit facility. As of the close of business yesterday, we had $20 million outstanding under the facility, leaving us with $30 million of availability to fund new investments, as well as a cash balance of $38 million. And with that, I'll turn the call back over to Mike.
Thank you, Jay. In conclusion, I'd like to reiterate our goals. We continue to target portfolio growth of 25 to 50 million per quarter, which we believe will hit on average. For the next few quarters, we're targeting an 11% unlevered yield on our portfolio debt investments to help us generate the growing dividend for our shareholders. We continue to take a disciplined approach to underwriting, lending into sound capital structures for strong underlying companies, with appropriate structural protections for our and your capital. Prudent underwriting is of paramount importance to us here at CM Finance. With that, operator, please open the line for Q&A.
Great, thank you. At this time, we will take questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your phone now, and you will be placed in the queue in the order received, or press pound at any time to remove yourself from the queue. Please listen for your name to be announced and be prepared to ask your question when prompted. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your phone now. And our first question comes from Robert Dodd from Raymond James. Please go ahead, Robert.
Hi, guys. Congratulations. On just kind of extending that point you made, you know, sound underwriting, on the attachment point that you're seeing on these deals, are you seeing any material shifts when we look at some of the S&P data, which is obviously, you know, higher end of the market, some of the larger deals are still getting done at very, very high multiples. And can you give us, you know, obviously you're looking at first lien, second lien, but can you give us any more color on where you stand from that perspective in terms of the deals that you're finding attractive at this point?
Yeah, Robert, I'm going to talk anecdotally because I did not update the latest investments. But in the broader syndicated market, those multiples continue to be elevated. I have not seen that abating at the margin, depending on the industry. We've actually seen them go up. We've not participated broadly in those. In the middle market, the attachment point has been maintained. If anything, we've come down on one or two might be up a little bit, but the pipeline continues to be, you know, second liens, generally speaking, have been attachment point sub-4, not sub-3, but sub-4. And the first liens really have not, where it's more of a first lien unitranche, they've not gone over 3 to 4 times in total. And some are sub-3. They've got a 2 handle on them.
Perfect. Thank you.
Good. Thank you, Robert. We appreciate it. Operator?
As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your phone now. And the next question comes from Merrill Ross from Wunderlich Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Would you explain your investment in PR Wireless? I think that's a pretty can mobile telephone. It looks like you bought it into it at a discount to par, but also received warrants.
Yeah.
It was downgraded by Moody's, but so just put that in context for us.
Sure. Open Mobile is, I believe they're the fourth largest wireless operator in Puerto Rico. They've got a long history. We looked at the transaction initially probably about 6-8 months ago. We passed on the transaction at that point. Again, it was around underwriting and not return standards at that point. There were two things that we're waiting to get more data on. One had started to play out, and that was whether or not they had hit a trough as far as their earnings and subscriber and churn and everything else. We got more comfortable with that as we got later in the year. And probably the most critical thing was they had outstanding a contract with Verizon that was rolling off and was up for renewal. It had not been renewed. As of the refinancing, one of the critical things was that did get renewed. So that contract is in place, and that gave us comfort in, their market. They have a key player. There are a couple key players that do not have captive ownership in Puerto Rico. One of those is Verizon. There's another one which is, one of the largest mobile operators in the world. So there continues to be more appetite, at least in our assessment. And then from a risk-return standpoint, sitting there with a yield of approximately 12.8% on it in warrants seems to be a compelling play.
Thank you. That's interesting.
And just as a reminder, that is a first lien investment.
Our next question comes from Allison Taylor from Oppenheimer. Please go ahead, Allison.
Hi guys, thanks. I actually missed the, and I apologize for this, the new investments that you had put on since quarter end.
So since quarter end, I think you're saying since June 30th?
Yeah, exactly. So I guess it's fiscal end, yeah.
We had one new investment. It is Endemol. It is an 11.55% yield. The fair value of that is $13.8 million.
Okay,
that would fall into a nice return, but also one that we think will have fair liquidity over time.
Okay.
It will be a non-qualifying from a basket.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much. So far, it sounds like from June 30 to current, asset growth is because you've had several repayments and then one sale, so you're not quite yet in positive asset growth territory?
That exactly. And that would be, I mentioned earlier, 260 being the portfolio as of today versus 273 at quarter end.
Got it. Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Got it.
As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your phone now. And at this time, there appears to be no further questions.
Well, operator, I'd like to thank you for hosting this, and I'd like to thank everyone for dialing in. We appreciate everyone's time and look forward to moving forward. Thank you.
This concludes today's conference call. Thank you for attending.